Well, the snow continues here on Saturday at Plaza de Mulas. We're going to spend 4 nights here before we sleep higher. Some years we spend 3, some years we spend 4. Zola and I talked it over, and I think for this group, a strategy is gain great acclimatization before we move up. Don't worry, we'll be climbing higher, but the first full day in Plaza de Mulas is always a complete rest and acclimatization day. The weather is not very good. It's +4. It's not very cold. In some ways, that adds to the problem. We had a wet, sloppy rain combined with snow when we woke this morning, and it's continued. We stay in our dining tent. Right now, we're down to see the doctors. Veronica and Louise and Nigel are physicians who have worked here for a number of years. They'll check our vitals. And it's a busy place. Yesterday, a friend of mine reported that he had guided a group to the summit the day before. And also yesterday, we talked to a fellow who had reached to within 200 meters of the summit and descended because he was just going too slow and he was cold. This same fellow reported to us that there had been 15 centimeters of snow at Nido de Condor. That's our second camp. And it was still snowing. And as I can look up now, I can see a lot of white on Aconcagua, the parts I can see, and it's continuing to snow. We'll report to you each day about how things are going. This is a busy place, Plaza de Mulas. The helicopters flying in. Even in this weather, the ceiling is high enough that he can fly up the Harcones Valley. He's flying solid human waste and other material out. He is flying rescues, removing some people who need to be evacuated. And the support here is actually quite remarkable. Some people wonder why the permit fees are so high on Aconcagua.